You know, this is one of those topics that no one really wants to think about, but if you're a parent, a homeowner, married, or helping take care of aging parents, it's something that honestly deserves a little attention. I'm talking about estate planning. And before you tune out thinking it's complicated or expensive, that's actually why I want to mention trust and will. Trust and will makes estate planning feel way less intimidating than it sounds. They offer modern, attorney-designed wills and trusts that you can create online. And the process is surprisingly straightforward. In fact, you can create a will in as little as 30 minutes. That includes things like guardianship for your kids or pets, how your assets are distributed, and even healthcare directives. Don't wait until it's too late. Protect your loved ones with Trust and Will, the most trusted name in online estate planning. Go to trustandwill.com/future to get 20% off. That's trustandwill.com/future for 20% off. trustandwill.com/future.
Yeah, I've been quiet long enough. Now it's time the world hears a rush. I've been used, I've been blamed, I've been called a lost cause. Smiling through the pain while they sharpen their claws. I've been broke, I've been burned, I've been down to the bone. But you can't kill a man who's already homegrown. Ain't no saint, ain't no sinless man. Just a dirt road preacher with blood on his hands. I got a fist full of fuck you and a soul that don't quit. I've been dragging my name through every kind of shit. If the devil wants a dance, better lace his boots tight. Cause I ain't going down without one hell of a fight. You can keep your crown, I'll keep my scars. You can keep your stage, I'll play these bars. I'm the sound of a gun rack on a Sunday night. I'm the wrong kind of ride and the right kind of fight. Just a storm cloud humming, let me be. I got a fist full of fuck you and a soul that don't quit. I've been dragging my name through every kind of shit. If the devil wants to dance, better lace his boots tight. Cause I ain't going down without one hell of a fight.
They said, bite your tongue. I bit back harder. They said, calm down. I just laughed louder. I'm built out of hellfire and Sunday regret. I ain't lost a damn war. Just ain't done fighting yet. Son, you won't find it here. I'm the voice in your head whispering, don't you dare fear. I walk through the flames and I learn how to grin. Every scar on my skin got a story within. They tried to chain me, tried to shut my mouth, but I spit in the wind and it still blew south. Ain't a man alive gonna take my spark. I'm the howl of the wolf when the night gets dark. So if you're gunning for me, better aim real true, cause I'm still standing tall with a fist full of fuck you.
Well, welcome to The Path Forward. This is Thursday, January 15th. I didn't have a chance to record on Tuesday because I was busy at HOA meeting, and that's a whole different story. And then today we're going to do the roundtable. I wanted to get this recording in because I wanted to talk about AI and the coming illusionary civil war. And I've posted the link to Matt Smith's article called The Coming Fake Civil War. And that song was by Frontier Heart. It's called A Fistful of Fuck You. And that is literally an AI-driven song. And there's at least four bands now that I know of that are AI. Frontier Heart, Breaking Rust, Kane Walker, and there's at least two others. But it shows you the level, just the level of illusion that's out there now. And you know, the interesting thing, because Matt said essentially what I've been saying for, you know, months and months, he just said it a different way. And that is, everything we're seeing is an illusion. It's all AI driven. And I think that this situation in Iran is part of a test run to see how it's going to work out here. And when you look at the big picture, you know, you have AI driven bands, and don't get me wrong, that song is all about incitement. It's all about civil war. Just listen to the lyrics. The lyrics are all about, you know, I'm not going to bend the knee to a tyrannical government. And if you look at what ICE is doing right now, you know, Matt and I talked about this yesterday on Mike Ferris's show. I did Sean Newman's show, the Sean Newman podcast, on Monday. And I did it with Ian Burlingame. We talked about a number of different things related to the information war. And yesterday, Matt and I talked about the situation in Iran and Venezuela. And look, here's the bottom line. Everything we're seeing right now is a construct. Half of what you see in the media, if not more, probably 80%, is all AI-driven nonsense, or it's old media that's being pushed as new media so that you buy into the illusion. And Matt Smith is right. This illusionary civil war is going to be played out. We're in an information war, and we're not in a kinetic war. Everything we've seen thus far is a construct. It's all fake and gay. It's retarded fake and gay, actually. Retarded woke fake and gay. There's a reason why I say that. I say that because everything you're seeing has been constructed and curated so that it draws an emotional response. And the way we as a society are going to get out of this is mass noncompliance. If nobody complies with the system, they don't have a system. And at some point, the left is going to realize that they're being played just as much as the right is. If you look at what ICE is doing right now, they're playing the part of the jackbooted thugs. It's all designed to generate an emotional response. Like, there's a reason why ICE has their faces, you know, their masks on their faces. It's not because they're getting doxxed. That's again another construct, right? They're playing the part of the jackbooted thugs so that the tyrannical government model can be played out to the left to create and incite violence from the left. At the same time, the inaction and the lack of any kind of, you know, forward movement, arrests, all the rest of that, it's inciting the right. And the rhetoric around, if the left takes over, they're going to start arresting everybody. It's the same group of people. There's no left and right. It's the haves and the have-nots. And the same bankers that drove the collapse in 2008 are the same bankers that are driving this. They're driving, and the end state they want to reach is a one-world government. And they flooded the system with garbage so you don't know what's real. And here's the litmus test. Literally tune out for a week. I've said this before, it bears repeating. Tune out for a week and see how much you care when you tune back in. You're going to care less when you tune back in than you do right now. And the reason for that is very simple. It's all nonsense. And when you tune back in, you realize the lunacy of what they're peddling right now, and you just walk away from it. Because there's no sense in ingratiating that whole narrative, because it's just nonsense. And if everybody tunes out, then, you know, the civil war is going to fizzle out too, because they can't propagate. And look at Iran. How much of Iran do you know is real? How do you know that these protesters that are being shot aren't being shot by Mossad agents. The same agents could have recruited the protesters and then recruited people to shoot the protesters acting as police. You don't know. We don't know. Nobody knows what the ground truth is. And it's so easy to use AI to fake it or old footage to fake it. You wouldn't know what the ground truth is unless you were there. And even then, you may not even know. Everything we're seeing is BS. And if you backward plan from that and you start to figure out what's real from what you're seeing, you're going to realize that 90% of what you're seeing right now is all a construct. It's carefully curated lies to incite you. It's why I keep saying stay out of the emotional space, because all of this is designed to generate an emotional response. The government figured out after War of the Worlds, H.G. Wells in 1930, H.G. Wells released War of the Worlds, and it scared the shit out of everybody in the country because the country thought it was real. And the intelligence agencies took note of it and went, wait a minute. If we keep people scared and feeling like they're alone, we can manipulate them to do anything. And that's what you've seen since 1930. Mass manipulation, mass hysteria that's generated by the same people that are benefiting from it. Problem, action, solution. It's the same script. They create the problem, which is incitement, civil war, and then the solution is going to be complete loss of your civil liberties and a one-world government. Because the other thing, the other narrative they're playing at the same time now is a narrative that governments are inherently corrupt and you can't trust governments, and we need a single government to manage everything because all these individual governments are corrupt. The part they're not telling you is that all of these governments that are corrupt because the same people that are architecting this are the same people that have installed all of these middle managers that are looting their countries. You think Chavez was installed and just came to power on his own? He was installed by either MI6, Mossad, or the CIA. There was nobody else that installed him. And then he picked a successor who was also probably controlled by Mossad, MI6, or CIA. The intelligence agencies created the cartels to create the drug problem. And the drug problem has grown because the cartels have assumed the role of the mafia. And now everybody in Congress is a mafia head. Do you honestly think that they're going to roll up anybody in Congress? Why hasn't Ilhan Omar been rolled up and deported? Well, prosecuted, sentenced, jailed, and then deported after her jail sentence. I'll tell you why. Because the whole game is delay, 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 inaction, inaction, inaction. Why do you think it is that they're going to replace Pam Bondi with Trey Gowdy? Trey Gowdy is a fucking cuck. The guy's a coward. You show me a coward, I'll show you a traitor. And that's literally what they are doing. Delay, delay, delay. Bunch of rhetoric. Oh, I'm so unhappy. Things are so terrible. Remember, everybody around Trump is an entertainer. Trump is in.
You know, this is one of those topics that no one really wants to think about. But if you're a parent, a homeowner, married, or helping take care of aging parents, it's something that honestly deserves a little attention. I'm talking about estate planning. And before you tune out thinking it's complicated or expensive, that's actually why I want to mention Trust and Will. Trust and Will makes estate planning feel way less intimidating than it sounds. They offer modern, attorney-designed wills and trusts that you can create online. And the process is surprisingly straightforward. In fact, you can create a will in as little as 30 minutes. That includes things like guardianship for your kids or pets, how your assets are distributed, and even healthcare directives. Don't wait until it's too late. Protect your loved ones with Trust and Will, the most trusted name in online estate planning. Go to trustandwill.com/future to get 20% off. That's trustandwill.com/future for 20% off. trustandwill.com/future.
Entertainment. Trump was in the entertainment business. Everybody around him in key positions, with the exception of Tulsi Gabbard, but you can even make the case of Tulsi Gabbard because she was in Congress, is a construct. They're all playing a part. And if Trump annexes Greenland, then it'll be Canada. And once he annexes Canada, it's a super state, which means it's a geographic economic zone. It's just another name for Agenda 2030. And if you look at who Trump has put into office, everybody in key positions in the financial sector, all out of BlackRock. It's no coincidence that in 2016, 2017, Trump put BlackRock in charge of all U.S. assets. And now all of the key positions in Treasury and finance are all going to who? BlackRock. The new chairman of the Fed is going to be BlackRock. And do you think it's any coincidence that they're showing all the grift and fraud across all the different levels of government? No. It's so they can sell you on the idea that governments are inherently, they're inherently one, corrupt, two, they don't govern, and three, they're unnecessary. So we need a new form of government. And who do you think is going to provide that? The fucking Zionists. The whole game is rigged. Everything you're seeing is a lie. Everything's a construct. And the whole system is been designed to depopulate. Everything you eat, everything that you use for personal care products, probably 95% of it's killing you in some way, shape, or form. And now they've come out with these mRNA vaccines and mRNA, and the medical system's killing you. They've corrupted every institution in our society. The only way out of this is going to be resilient communities, where small communities band together, other communities trade with one another to sustain themselves through this. But the only way we beat this whole system is non-compliance. They've basically bred generations of lemmings through the education system, through the corrupt government system, through the economic hardship system. I mean, they're all systems. They're not, it's not a condition. It's a system. This is systematic. Everything you're seeing has been systematically cultivated over the last 100 years to get people to the place where they'll comply with anything. And COVID was the litmus test of that. It was literally the test to see how many people would go along with it. And look, all of us went along with the masking things because we didn't want to deal with the bullshit and the Karens. But if we would have done the right thing, we would have shot every one of those fucking Karens and all those dipshits at Trader Joe's and all these other fucking liberal retard virtue signaling stores, and we would have gone about our business. And the police would have said, no, we're not going to enforce any of this. Again, they're using the public-private partnerships to do all of the enforcement. And because it's a public-private partnership, there's no FOIA, there's no oversight, there's no accountability. And that's how they did it during COVID. That's how they're doing it now. Because if you look at what's been done since COVID, has anybody been held accountable? Has anybody been held accountable since 2008? No, because they're all in on it. It's all a big grift. The whole thing is a big grift. They're stealing all the wealth so you can't fight back. And they're putting in all these systems that completely destroy your civil liberties for the sake of your safety, which is what? Horseshit. All of it. The simple fact is everything we're seeing is constructed, curated, and presented to the public as if it's real. You're seeing DHS go into neighborhoods in Minnesota and pulling people out of cars. Why is DHS pulling people out of cars? Isn't their job to deport people en masse? Why are they going after individuals in cars? I'll tell you why. Because it's a construct. Next, you're going to see the area flooded with BLM, with Antifa, with all of these construct organizations that are opposition to fight against the tyrannical government. Trump will declare the Insurrection Act. He'll start to roll up low-level players, but nobody like Tim Walz or Ilhan Omar will be rolled up. It's all a construct. And the tell is going to be if you see Ilhan Omar or Obama rolled up, then you'll know something's real is happening. But I'm not even sure that's real. We haven't seen anybody arrested in 11 months, 12 months. There's been no one convicted. And there's clear-cut cases for treason with Obama, Brennan, and the rest. You've heard me talk about that. It's all a construct, folks. You're being played. This Minnesota thing is very, very well curated. And the fact that they couldn't get critical mass on the protests means they moved off to something else. Now they move in the enforcers and the thugs to create the real violence. And it'll be real violence, probably in isolated pockets, but it'll be amplified with AI. It'll be amplified with the press and amplified with social media. Because the censorship is there, folks. If you're on X or you're on YouTube, they're censoring everybody. In fact, Towner Watkins released, she posted something yesterday where somebody queried Grok and said, You know, why is Towner Watkins being, why is she being censored? And Grok's answer, let me see if I can find it here. Grok's answer was priceless. It tells you unequivocally that not only are they censoring, but they're actively censoring through AI. So somebody said, this platform does not allow a level playing field in regards to accounts, blah, blah, blah. The thread this morning is a perfect case in point. That's not Grok. Where's it at? But basically, Grok said we censor things because we don't think the general public can benefit from that post, and that post being, you know, secret conspiracies, secret spy stories, etc., which is the farthest thing from the truth of anything she's posted. She's posted things with, you know, documented sources, etc. I watch Colonel. I watched Towner Watkins. I've watched her stuff for several years, and we've done one show together. And I can tell you that she's dialed into what the CIA has been doing through Mockingbird and a number of other operations, and she understands how the real cartels work. Here we go. So this is Grok's answer. Somebody asked Grok why my account is throttled, and this was the answer. Imagine the internet like a big playground. Colonel Towners shares stories that playground monitors think might confuse or upset kids, like secret spy tales without proof. So they quietly hide those stories for most people to keep things nice. It's not broken. It's how the rules work now. Changing it would need a playground bosses to rewrite the rules. There you have it, folks. Their own AI is telling you that they're shadow banning everybody. That's censorship. That's censorship in its purest form. And you don't think that that's happening on every single platform? Why are they doing that? They're doing that to suppress the truth from coming out so people don't know what's really going on and they can't critically think. Like I said before, they've flooded the system with garbage so people don't know what to believe. And because they don't know what to believe, they'll believe anything they're fed. And they're suppressing people that are uncovering how the system, and remember, everything's a system, how the system works. And because they're expressing how the system works and they're not authorized information brokers, they get silenced. Why do you think it is that after 5 years, I only get 3,000 views on Rumble and maybe 500 views on Twitter? It's because they're shadow banning everything that I post. Everything I post is considered a threat to the general narrative. That's why. And you're going to see more of it. And then you're going to see more AI-constructed stories. So the best thing we can do as a society is to not comply. Don't pay attention to, don't believe anything in social media. Don't believe anything from the mainstream. Don't buy in anything that you see, especially in movies and TV series, because all those narratives are going to be laced throughout the dialogue and throughout the storylines in everything, every single show or movie you see now. And they started with predictive programming with the movie Civil War. Go watch it. It's full of liberal tropes. It's full of race-baiting bullshit. It's typical Obama. The guy fucking hates white people. He's a communist. He's Muslim Brotherhood. Motherfucker needs to be put in prison. But everything you see in that is how that fucker believes. It's exactly what that fucker believes. And the fact he hasn't been rolled up tells me everything I need to know. It means Trump's in on it. Trump's just, you've heard me say this too. Everybody is somebody's bitch. Whose bitch is he? Well, we know whose bitch he is. He's Israel's bitch. And you just watch, if you think I'm kidding, you just watch when he bombs Iran. Mossad's gone in and set conditions so that the regime looks like they're completely oppressing their people. How do you know it's not Mossad? How do you know they're not the ones orchestrating both sides of the fence? That's what they do. That's their specialty. Create the situation, create the storyline, create the narrative so you believe it. And then they solve the problem. And who's going to solve the problem? Well, we're going to send B-2s over there and bomb some people, declare victory, and then install some fucking puppet that's not even Persian. Everything's a construct. Everything's a lie. This is why I say that you have to stay out of the emotional space so that they don't get you into an emotional scared state where you feel like you're alone. COVID was all about making everybody feel like they were alone, isolated, and they didn't have any support system. They are desperately trying to keep us from building resilient communities and building a coalition of people that don't buy into the bullshit anymore. The only way their system works is if you buy the construct. Stop buying into the construct. Assume everything you're seeing is complete horse shit. It's a complete lie and nothing's real. And I guarantee you, you will not get wrapped up in the emotional space. I'll be back tonight with the round table. That'll be live. And if you want t-shirts, look in the description. In the description, you'll have t-shirts and everything else. If you're a paid subscriber on Substack at the Path Forward 25, you will, if you're a paid subscriber, I'll send you a coin. I've sent a lot of coins. The next set of coins will come out in March, and the 2026 coin looks something like I know I have one here. Looks something like this. That's the front. That's the back. Those will come out in March. Until then, God bless everyone. One team, one fight.